Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 17th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The Senate on Thursday morning passed the USMCA agreement, sending it to President Donald Trump's desk. House Democrats took more than a year to make changes to the original agreement negotiated by the Trump administration. For agriculture, the USMCA is expected to increase U.S. exports by $2 billion. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he looks forward to the future benefits for farmers and ranchers now that the USMCA trade deal is passed.
Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, this is an improved relationship for agriculture, but also in the overgreater economy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also talked about the USMCA's passage.
This has been a major priority for the president and for many of us in both houses of Congress. That's because American livelihoods in every corner of every state depend on these critical trading relationships. Farmers, growers, cattlemen, manufacturers, small businesses, big businesses. This is a major step for our whole country.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp had a unique view of the Phase 1 trade agreement signing ceremony in Washington, D.C. Papp received a direct invitation from the White House to attend the event, and he said he was thrilled to be there.
Well, it was a real honor to be part of the agriculture group, to be invited to the White House for both the president, the vice president, to have the signing of this really historic agreement. A lot of members of cabinet there, a lot of elected officials, others involved in agriculture business, but then other businesses that certainly this trade agreement will benefit. Trade's critically important to our well-being. Its exports are very important economic drivers in agriculture, but there's a lot of other businesses as well.
It also helps China meet a growing demand for quality food from the country's middle class.
China is such an important customer. You know, they're 20% of the world's population, but what we have to remember is China has a growing middle class. Their middle class is larger than our entire U.S. population. We know they're the world's largest pork consumer. We know that they consume one-third of the world's soybeans, and 80% of those they have to import. But there's going to be other products that are going to be able to take advantage of our open markets. It's really going to allow us to deliver more food to those who need it.
Most meat production in the U.S. is expected to increase in 2020. Mark Jekinowski, the acting World Ag Outlook Board chair, has more.
Our beef production estimate, we pulled back a little bit this month just based on the fact that a lot of beef production originally forecast for 2020 was pulled forward into 2019. Pork production also down slightly.
Jekinowski also looks at the major poultry categories.
Broiler production continues to increase. Hatchery data seems to confirm that the broiler industry continues to expand, and made a slight reduction in our turkey production forecast.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.